Welcome to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Banuelos. On today's episode, I'm with Mark Coomerly, distinguished engineer, integrated systems architect from our ASIC business unit. And today we're discussing his recent participation in a panel discussion at the 2021 IEEE Electronic Components and Technology Conference. Mark, I am super excited to have you on our very first episode of the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. You just returned from the 2021 IEEE Electronic Components and Technology Conference. What I thought we could do today on our very first episode is talk about some of the discussion points from the panel and also talk a little bit about your career here at Marvell.
Sure. I'll start with ECTC. What the heck were we doing there? And one thing that's really interesting is that our interest in electronics packaging is really has really exploded. You know, when we looked at the number of participants that we had at the conference this year, I think we had we had close to 20 participants versus years before we only had a select few. Mm-hmm. And it really shows, I think, how packaging technology is becoming more and more important, not only in our company, but in our industry. What I was doing there was actually participating in a panel discussion with some really talented folks who work at other companies and who are interested in the same things. Mm-hmm. And what we were discussing was really, you know, what's changing in electronics packaging, and, you know, what does the world need to know about, or what are the big paradigm shifts that we're seeing? And I was attending that kind of, you had asked, what do I do here at Marvell? I was attending that in my role as a distinguished engineer and architect in our ASIC business unit. And we're working very closely with our ASIC customers to develop some of the most groundbreaking packaging technology so that we can provide them with the greatest value possible for their chips. Mm-hmm. So we're really investing in cutting edge technology, not only for building chips and kind of the next generation process nodes, but being able to integrate those chips onto a package in a way that's going to really build systems that have the lowest power possible and the highest integration possible, so our customers get all the performance they need. Mm-hmm. In their mm-hmm. devices, regardless of how quickly technology is scaling up to meet their requirements.
Mark, can you explain to our audience what exactly packaging is, and can you also describe how it's changed over the years?
Sure. The package is actually the green stuff shown here that holds everything together. Mm-hmm. So this is a laminate structure, layers of metal interconnect, and layers of polymer that are basically used to talk to the outside world through the other side. And the bottom side, there's a grid of mm-hmm. different bumps that will connect to a large printed circuit board, and that's how the chip's going to talk to the outside world. So in the past, electronic packaging was really straightforward generally. You'd have maybe one chip, and it was usually smaller than this, mm-hmm. And a much smaller package. And it would, of course, do the same thing, communicate with the outside world. So that's what a package is. It's really just a increasingly important piece of technology that connects a chip possibly to other chips and mm-hmm. to the outside world.
A moment ago, you mentioned in the past, things were a little bit more complex. And these days, it seems like there's data being processed everywhere. Can you walk me through what are some of the challenges that the industry is facing today?
One of the biggest challenges that we're facing as an industry is we need to move more and more data every generation. We need to make these devices more powerful every generation. And so one way that we do that is by making the interfaces to the outside world run faster every generation, right? So we move data faster. Every mm-hmm. new device that we make, if we can, if technology will allow it. And that actually creates one of the challenges. As we move data faster, we can't move the data as far, right? So if I move data twice as fast, I might only be able to move it half of the distance. Mm-hmm. And it becomes increasingly expensive from a point of view of power consumption to move that data even that shorter distance. So it's really, it's a very interesting paradigm that I think we've been experiencing slowly over generations. Mm-hmm. But now it's really coming to a head. What it's doing is creating another issue, which is increasing package sizes, right? Mm-hmm. So as we put more and more stuff right onto that package, we've got more components onto that package. We're moving more data off of the bottom of that package. It makes it bigger and bigger. So what we're seeing is really this need for being able to support more and more bandwidth. There more movement of data is driving large package sizes, which is creating maybe pointing to mm-hmm. one of the third challenges, which is, you know, how are we going to build these devices with these really large packages? And it really is going to challenge us as an industry from a tooling, from a mm-hmm. materials point of view, to evolve to meet these, you know, what I see as a step function in mm-hmm. in increased challenge that we're experiencing right now.
How can Marvell take these challenges and turn them into opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, part of it is the kind of discussions that we're having today, you and I, Chris, and the discussions we were having at ECTC. So a big part of how we address the challenge involves the whole industry, right? Mm-hmm. So I think being clear and upfront with the industry about what these challenges are so that we can all work together to resolve them makes a big difference. Now, of course, we're trying to have these conversations publicly so that we can kind of create that change and that awareness of what needs to happen. But we're also working a lot with our partners to make sure that we've got solutions for our customers for these next generation systems. Right. So, you know, certainly we're pushing the envelope in terms of chip-to-chip integration. We're developing methods to put multiple die together on a package with the lowest power consumption possible so that we can resolve a lot of the system challenges people are seeing. And we're also working with partners in the industry to make sure that we can supply those solutions to our customers. Mm-hmm. Of course, one of the most exciting things that we're doing at Marvell is really making sure that we're absolutely on the forefront of next generation interconnect. And probably nothing illustrates this better than a recent announcement that we made about the acquisition of Inphi, where now we've got this capability at Marvell to build leading edge devices and do this multi-chip integration to move from standard electrical interconnect to optical interconnect in the future, which is really going to be transformative in the industry.
Mark, let's talk about the changes that you just described a moment ago. And can you tell me how it's going to change this explosion in package growth?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I think is really key, right? We talked about when we want to communicate from one chip to the other, we're mm-hmm. moving faster and faster. And mm-hmm. we move faster, we cross less distances, but we're still spending the same kind of power to do that. So power is driving a lot of these changes because one of the interesting paradigms as well is that, you know, when we look at moving data at these really high speeds, mm-hmm. the distance that we need to travel with that data is going to modulate the power that we consume, right? So we're really seeing a need to make the distances between chips as short as possible so that we can keep the power consumption minimized. Mm-hmm. And it's driving architectures that will move chips closer together, keep them on the same package. And when we do that, our I/O count to the outside world ends up exploding as well. Mm-hmm. So what that's doing for us today, or what that's doing to us today, is that this growth in package size that we see is really like going I'd say if we kind of rewind to previous generations, we had maybe a 10% growth at most, going from generation to generation of package size. What we're seeing today is nearly a 60% growth to go from one generation to the next, just because of this integration, because we need to move more data off of this package, and because of the challenges of kind of scaling up the interface and the distances that we can travel. So we're just seeing a huge step function increase in package size, which is really completely unheard of, right? We've never experienced that kind of change in our industry. And I think what it's happening is it's catching a lot of people off guard, right? Our traditional suppliers, they're not used to this kind of rapid change because they've had, you know, decades of predictable change. And it's really, really driving a pretty significant need to retool and to figure out as an industry how we can support these changes.
Mark, I wanted to change topics here and talk about the recent acquisition of Inphi. What kind of opportunities does that present and how will it shape the industry?
Sure. Yeah. So it is going to change architectures as we look forward, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the challenges that we see now are really driven by that paradigm that when we connect chips electrically, the distance is ever decreasing, and the power consumption for going those decreasing distances isn't changing. The really interesting thing I think about having the Inphi team as a part of the Marvell family is that now, you know, we have this opportunity to look at our architectures and see, you know, what does this look like if I connect electrically? What is that going to look like to me from a package size growth? And really with the acquisition of Inphi, we're starting to look at these next generation technologies like co-packaged optics that allow us to put optical interconnect actually onto our devices themselves, onto these packages that we've been talking about. And distance no longer becomes a challenge. Right? If I have optical interconnect, I'm no longer limited by the scale up and speed really decreasing the distance I could travel. I could go from server to server. I could go from rack to rack with some of these technologies. And it's really going to transform our industry and help address some of the challenges that we've been talking about today.
If our listeners weren't able to attend your panel discussion at ECTC, what are the main topics that you'd want them to know?
I think the real key message that I wanted to share at ECTC, and that we really need, as many people in the industry as possible to hear, is this really fundamental challenge that we have on supporting these ever increasing package sizes, because driven by this massive push to integration. So we definitely want to look at as an industry is what can we do to retool to support this extreme paradigm shift that we're going to see over the coming years, and it's going to really require a fundamental rethinking of everything along the way. Right, we're going to have to look at the materials that we use to build the package so that we can get the lowest electrical loss through the package as possible. It's going to affect the way that we manufacture these packages, right? We're oftentimes working with suppliers who might have technology that they've been using to manufacture for decades even, or at least over a decade. And supporting the next generation, this evolution in package technology is really going to require the industry to relook at how we manufacture things, right? Looking at using techniques more like we do in a fab to get very fine lines and high yield manufacturing for very complicated devices is going to be essential to our success. So if there's one thing I really want to make sure that people who weren't able to attend get from the discussion we were having is really that need. And it was really echoed by the other panelists in the discussion as well, that there really are fundamental rethinking that needs to happen. as an industry to tool up and be ready for this next generation.
Mark, I wanted to say thank you so much for being on our first episode of the Essential Technology Podcast. I appreciate your insights and also hearing about the technology that you and your team are working on.
It was great talking with you today too, Chris. I tell you, it helped open my mind to how we can kind of share our story here at Marvell with the rest of the world, and really share this call to action across our industry as well.
Thank you for listening to the Marvell Essential Technology Podcast. As always, please feel free to visit our website to learn more, and we'll see you on the next episode.